Good evening.
Hello. Hello, good evening. I think I'm the only one.
I'll check. You are correct. You want to wait or you want to go forward? We're on, would be starting at Pasuk 78.
Well, since I was waiting, I kind of ran it, you know, looked at it. And it's long.
Yes, it is.
And I thought, oh, my. The only thing I can see out of it is, well, I don't know. If you want to go ahead, we can go ahead. And but you'll have to do a lot for this one for me.
Okay. Well, let's go. Let me do the L'shem Yehud in the introduction.
Okay. All right, and then I'll make my comment after that.
Okay. We're on the Sulam commentary from the Zohar on Parashat Lech Lecha, section 11. We're at Pasuk 78. We're starting with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin tevid hilur himud hilud hilur himu. Liyakda l'shem yud he b'vav he v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunenehu. Udug ma'ada bera gufa me'arba yisodot esh v'ruach ve'afar umayin. Ke gavna dehu nishmata, v'nishmata, neshama v'ruach, v'nefesh mayim dadekar, v'dahu mayim, metiket tikdusha, v'it mayim hamar harim, v'inun yetzer, Hara it esha kadisha nukva ve'it esha nukra esh zara v'al dakativ v'al yavo v'kol et el hakodesh ve'hi nukveta min yetzer hara Ruach Kadisha I Yehu Dekar Eat Ruach Masava Dayat Serhara Shene Amar Ki Mishre Mishresh Nahash Yetse Tafe Tefa Eat Afar Kadisha Ve Eat Afar Masava The translation, in a similar way, the Holy One, blessed be He, created the body from the four elements, namely fire, air, earth, and water, which correspond to the neshama of neshama, the neshama, the ruach, and the nefesh. So the neshama of neshama is the secret of water, the neshama is the secret of fire, the ruach is the secret of air, and the nefesh is the secret of earth. Water, which is the aspect of the male, refers to the neshama of the neshama. That comes from hakma and refers to the sweet waters of holiness. The contrasting bitter waters represent the evil inclination, which is the secret of samach mem. The holy fire, which is the aspect of the female, refers to the neshama that comes from bina. In contrast, there is the foreign fire to which the words that he come not at all times to the holy place apply. And this is the female of the evil inclination, namely the serpent, which is the nukva of samach mem. The holy ruach is the aspect aspect of the male similar to the Ruach that comes from the Sephirah of Dot. It contrasts with the unholy Ruach, which is the evil inclination. As it is written, "For out of the serpent's root shall come forth a viper." This refers to the bestial Ruach, which is called a viper, and is an offspring of the serpent of the unholy side, namely Bina of the unholy, of the unholiness. This is why the verse says, "Out of the serpent's root shall come forth a viper." There is only earth. There is holy earth, similar to the nephesh that comes from the left side of Dot, and in contrast, there is an unholy earth, namely the bestial nephesh, which comes from the evil inclination. My commentary, Rabbi Ashlag's comments help to clarify these code words. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, well, it tells us right off that the Holy One created the body, the physical body, from the four elements. And then it goes on to tell us about the soul from, I think, the side of holiness. And that's where the code words come in. And then it begins to tell us also the makeup of the evidently evil side of the soul. I was surprised. I never thought of Dot having a left side and a right side. You know, I think of Dot just as one. But so that saying that from the left side of Dot, that was new to me.
Understand.
So is it basically giving us the code words for the holy side of the soul, as well as from the side of holiness, I guess I should say, and then also the code words for the evil inclination of the soul?
Well, we have to understand that the soul never is sullied with the evil inclination. When it listens to it, it veils itself, but its essence never gets hurt, never harmed by the evil inclination.
Okay.
So the English translation here is saying the evil inclination and the unholy side. So we need to understand that applies to the covering, to the veil that is created by the negative actions, that it's not really affecting the soul itself.
Okay. Well, sweet waters and bitter waters kind of made me think.
Well, what makes water bitter?
When something impure has come into it.
Correct.
If I add lemon to water, it's, unless I put some sugar or some sweetener, honey or something, it's going to taste bitter. Or sour, I should say.
Correct.
Okay. When it got to the part of Nukva of Samech Mem, that's when it kind of lost me.
Well, Samech Mem, you know, is the negative angel in charge of the negative system.
Right. Thinking of a male and female aspect of it, I don't think I ever thought of it like that either.
Well, LL is the female aspect of the negative system. You've heard me mention that before. It may not have penetrated, but you have heard
okay,
it before.
All right, I missed what you said.
LL.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I know that. But it didn't say LL.
No, it says...
But that
it
was
says
referring to the nipple would be LL.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, that makes a difference.
Hopefully that's giving you some clarity.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
And what about this left side of Da'at? Is it because of the glyphs? Is that what I'm thinking of it as? Not thinking of having a left and a right, and I always thought of it as middle column because I didn't think of a left.
Let me give you some perspective. What is the nature of Tiferet?
Middle
it's
column.
The binding together of Chesed and Gevurah.
Chesed and Gevurah. Yeah.
So
okay.
Tiferet.
So Da'at would be the combination of Keter and Bina.
No, Chachma. Chachma and Bina.
Mm-hmm.
Keter is inclusive of all the other nine.
Right.
But Da'at is the middle point between Chachma and Bina.
Mm-hmm.
Da'at is the middle point between the conscious and unconscious. So all
well,
of the central columns. All of the central column has a right side and a left side. What makes the central column in balance is when the right side is slightly in charge of the left column within the frame of the central column.
Mm-hmm.
A human being can think about the right column and then think about the left column. And that's considered central column because the two are coming together. Hashem is capable of thinking about both at the same moment. Human beings can't. We see cause and effect. We can look at the cause, and that's the right side. We can look at the effect, and that's the left side. Can we put them together? Well, we're defining it that they're together when one is right after the other. There's no space between them. But Hashem is capable of perceiving the right column and the left column simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what separates man from Hashem. You want some time to consider that?
Well, I was thinking of the Sefer Yetzirah, you know, saying that if Keter is shining, I don't know how else to put it because it's been a while, then Da'at is concealed. And if Da'at is shining, then Keter is concealed. So I think that was my impression of not seeing the left and the right side of Da'at. You know, it's just something it just never struck me. So,
right.
But I understand what you're saying, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another explanation and another, we begin to
right.
see
right.
what Rabbi Ashlag says, don't look at the glyph, because it causes us to limit how we perceive things.
Right.
The I believe somebody else came on if they would like to ask any questions.
I heard a click.
We're on verse
77.
This is Monka, and I'm just coming on. I'm just coming in, so I'm just going to listen.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Actually, it's verse 78 that we just studied, so you want to go on to 79, Kana, or do you want to wait?
I think so.
Okay.
You know, unless you want something repeated, if she wants it repeated. I did, the day that I missed, I went back and read. I didn't get to listen to the recording, but I happened to notice that Rebecca was a code word for Nefesh, I believe, and
right.
Rivka. And I remember Rivka meaning fetters, F-E-T-T-E-R-S, and chains. And I often, you know, that often mystifies me that, you know, one of our matriarchs would have such a negative meaning to her name. But I could understand with the Zohar using it as a metaphor for the Nefesh, which is more the animalistic, which what makes you human. But it was like I could see a connection that the Zohar would use her name for the Nefesh. Because I never could understand any sense into it being such a negative name. I know all of our names have some part of negativity in it, but that was pretty strong.
But it's also because Isaac is the limitation on Avraham.
Mm-hmm.
And Rivka is the more right than Isaac. More to the center than Isaac is. So to having the understanding that it's the fetters and the chain, this is the limitation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a limitation outside of the being. It's what limits the being, because the movements are limited by chains and fetters. But the person isn't really being limited by them. And that's another way to understand that name of Rivka, that translation of Rivka's name.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's go to this. 79.
Okay. Pasuk 79. V'yalda nishmata da'ihi teshuva v'itkifat be'ya v'ha'hu nachash v'tavra le'ya v'shivuda v'itkifat Teshuva v'yamshich le'ya levate k'nesiyot uvate midrashot v'inun arba yisodai mitpashtin l'kafet advan achacheya Gumif gukich zetalanit zesasharit ad kan gaz gilyon sitre Torah. The translation. Therefore, the neshama, which is Teshuva, namely Bina, attacks and overcomes the serpent by the power of enslavement that belongs to Teshuva. And it drags the serpent to the synagogue and to the learning academies and the four elements that are the four aspects of Chachma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut expand to the 22 letters that come from the five vowels of articulation of the mouth. Aleph, Chet, He, Ayin, from the throat. Bet, Vav, Mem, Peh, from the lips. Gimel Yud Taf Kuf from the palate, Dalet Tet Lamed Nun Tav from the tongue, and Zion Samech Shin Reis Tzadi from the teeth. These five vowels of articulation of the mouth are equivalent to Keter, Chachma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, which are the four elements of water, fire, air, and earth. This is why he says that the four elements, which are the secret of the five vowels of articulation of the mouth, expand to the 22 letters. And this is the end of the Gilayon. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I was a little overcome by that. Attacks and overcomes the serpent by the power of enslavement that belongs to repentance or teshuva. But when it said, and it drags the serpent to the synagogue and the learning academies, I thought, oh my God, what a picture. But yeah, I would think if it's saying that it's the, you know, you're on in the physical world, and I mean, if you want to say the serpent is following you into the synagogue and the learning academies, but I would think it going into the bit about the letters and the vows that have to do with the prayers, that I would think shake off the serpent once you get there, or go in or begin to study, you know, Torah.
This verse takes a lot. It takes a lot more time than we have tonight, but I will leave you with the idea. If you think about it, when you find two Orthodox rabbis disparaging each other, as we unfortunately do in our generation, how else can you describe it except that the snake and the what was the other term?
It said it drags the serpent to the synagogue and the learning academies.
Right. So how else can you explain these two leaders disparaging each other except that they're acting as the serpent toward the other one?
Mm-hmm. Well, the picture I got was, you know, people walking into the synagogue and they've got the serpent attached to them. And so it's like, turn around and tell it not to come in, and, you know, you enter in and you begin to, you know, to follow the service and prayers or
exactly.
Study, whatever it is, and that locks the serpent out. Anyway, that was the picture, as you read, that I got. You know, it's almost funny. But it's, you know, it's those kind of pictures that make you, next time you step into that synagogue, you'll think of it first. At least I will.
I'm going to leave you with the idea of laughing till you cry. So.
Okay.
You all have a good evening. We have a Zohar class tonight. So
okay.
We'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.